Oh, Lord, man, I can barely contain myself. There was so much NXT matches, man. They were like 12. Hold on, wait, hold on. There was only one match. But listen, I got my crew with me. I had a Matt Riddle signing. I had 74 montages. The Go Home Takeover show starts right now, y'all.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Y'all will keep. Oh, man, see, they're getting better with the transitions.
They should just take that.
Oh, that's the Iron Man track. Oh, snap. Yes, everybody, I'd like to welcome all my people to the NXT AfterBuzz After Show. Man, listen, I'm glad y'all came here because they ain't a damn thing that went on tonight. But before I get to all that, man, let me go to my far, far left lane. Listen, man, ball by choice. New York's finest. Perfectly qualified. Nah, hold on. He got the perfect go. Listen, man, the mayor in my heart, he better run again and again and again. DJ, flowbeatdope.com, always doing the selfie shot with a tie and a dress shirt on.
I'm gonna get a crew to do it.
I'm here, man. Seriously, bro. Listen, I was down, bro. If y'all wanna know me, listen, root canals ain't no joke.
No, I heard that.
Apparently, I was the only person on the planet that never had dental work ever, man. Apparently, everyone's like, Evan, why you tripping? I go, I ain't never had my teeth work. I'm sorry, I got perfect teeth.
I'm sorry.
My teeth have never been touched by the hands of a dentist. Man, that's what they was rocking.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dentist, man. I'm gonna shout him out. This dude was. He drilled so perfect that I fell asleep. His technique was so flawless. I woke up and it was over. I swear to God,
oh, no,
bro.
I can't believe
it was somber. Yeah. It was. I swear to
Did
God,
they put you in there?
Bro. He put me on local anesthetic and I was out. Shout out to the Korean dentist. Listen, Koreans know how to do dental work.
Yeah,
listen, I'm sorry, I do know how to go to work.
Okay.
TK Trinidad, listen, Black Girl Magic, hardest working woman in show business, Canadian and whatnot.
Black
74
Walters.
Jobs. She got a job like a Jamaican person. An Asian person and like just a hardworking white person.
Yeah.
And Oprah combined.
Black Barbara Walters.
Black Barbara Walters.
Oh,
How'd you even make it here, girl?
Barely.
Damn.
Barely.
I feel you, girl.
For real.
Guys, if you can see this intro, took 5 minutes. I'm trying to suck up all the time I possibly can. Because, listen, I don't know if y'all know, there's a whole smorgasbord of wrestling action. Listen, damn it, could I get one collar and elbow tie up? Can I get one small package?
Can I get
an abdominal stretch?
Yeah, I know, right? Can I get a headlock? Can I get a wrist lock? How about a hammerlock?
Can I get a perfect plex? I'm digging deep. Can I get the $1 million dream?
Well, what? Maybe this is what happened. Because you know that. Oh, my bad. You know how they tape the shows in almost bulk? Like they take a couple episodes.
Sure.
So maybe this was one of those, like, it was like they needed to do something and was like, okay, they timed it.
Yeah.
And it's like, we don't want to give away, but we don't want to, you know, string people along, but they strung us along.
But what, all jokes down, I'm being facetious right now because I'm a firm believer and I don't actually like when they don't, my biggest fear is kind of like the football guys in preseason. You know, that guy got the handoff and he tore his knee out. I hate that. Hate it so much. So I actually don't want any unforeseen accidents from any superstar right before the biggest nights of their life. So I'm joking around because I kind of like when they just kind of chill with the big dogs and let them ease. And can they get a break real quick?
Yeah.
Can they do a little bit of cardio, lift a couple weights, you know what I mean? Eat real good, get to Toronto early, see some Canadian things. I know y'all got like one traffic light, just got running water yesterday. That's what I hear about Toronto. You know Toronto whack when all they keep harping on is that universal health care. That's all they talk about.
That's
how you know Toronto's whack.
If I was an alien,
sail me on Canada.
Well,
if I was an alien.
Stop. I have so many issues to pick with so many different people. I know they pretty much dismantled the Raptors, and all the sports pundits were saying, well, it's like the cold version of the U.S., and there's nothing to do there, and all this other stuff.
That's not true, though. I'm joking.
There is
true.
A
you
lot
there.
To do in Canada. There's a lot
down,
of culture
can
there. You can drink there. There's a lot of culture. You can. They have a great education system, not only an amazing healthcare system.
True.
And they have a really good safety net. They have it's family. There's a lot of different things that are going on. And I'm talking mainly about Toronto. The rest of Canada, you know.
See, my aliens like the aliens like, where can we go? Can we go to America now? Yeah, my aliens are like, we gotta go to America. You did not sell me. Okay.
Yeah, and then you get deported like they all did in Mississippi.
Oh my God, man! Listen, so we got to take over. We got to take over Toronto, going, man. They gotta throw Toronto a bone because we gotta throw Canada a bone because they ain't got nothing going on up there. Kawhi just left them. They ain't never gonna win the championship ever again.
Drake.
Oh, shout out to Drizzy. But
OVO Fest, son.
Oh, why you call him Drake? You call him Aubrey.
Yeah, you know, it's depends. I'm feeling him right now. He's on Rick Ross's new album, and Rick Ross is my favorite rapper in the business right now. So he was on it and he dropped some fire. So for today, I'm gonna call him Drake.
Fire. Okay.
Let's
right, if he's gonna run, man.
If he's not singing, he drops plenty of fire. But I'll give Drake a dollar if he don't sing on one track. Just give him a dollar.
What's wrong with that?
He'll spit fire, then be like, yeah.
You know how that all came about, right? It's because of his dad.
If you say so.
His dad said he didn't. Why have Trey Songz singing on the song? Singing the hooks. You can sing the hooks.
No,
that's how it's all started.
Oh, I love that because he saves a buck. Because these feature guys be charging a grip. But listen. Yo, shout out to everybody.
We're talking
wrestling now. Shout out to everybody. No, we gonna listen. Y'all know, everybody in this chat know damn well this wasn't nothing happening on this show, man. Y'all gonna get to know us today.
Poor black child in Brooklyn.
Yo, shout out to the real YT, Joseph Boza, Donnay's Key was really, really good. Jay Will was really good. Boza always in the building. Boza, what the hell do you do for a living? I'm tired of this, man. I need you to type in the chat today what you do for a living. I am off the codeine medication.
The GM.
Yo, Raw, NXT, SmackDown, Miz and Miz.
Marvel.
Marvel.
Boza?
No G, man.
Just tell me you a volunteer firefighter and I'll leave you alone for the rest of my life.
He's the GM of AfterBuzz TV.
We got to get him an AfterBuzz Emmy. Lifetime
shout out to the man down under, Dylan Matthews. What's good, Ozzy? Oh, yeah. That's pretty much it. But Ozino R, what's good, baby? Murph was really good. DJ Sid was really good. You was really good.
Barry Mack, Hype
Mack. Pops was good. Flo in the chat. What's good, Flo?
What's up, man?
Street Profits come. Street Profits come out versus the Undisputed Era. This is going to be a pretty solid match. I don't. It went on too long. I think a lot of contracts are going on a little too long. I like the showdown. I like the differences in the clashing of the styles is going to happen. Mm-hmm. As for all my gripes on the Street Profits, I told you what I always say. You'll never hear me say they can't go. You don't ever hear me say they can't wrestle. If you really listen to what I'm saying, it's more of their character. Them boys can go.
Yeah.
Athletic mixed with power. Then there's technical wrestling on the side. We get the contract signing with Lord William Regal, one of my favorites of all time. We're going to get to the matches and who you think is going to win, but what did you think about the square off? Are you a fan of contract signings? And then we'll just talk about that.
Contract signings are one of those things where you know something's going to happen, and the fact that it didn't go to a giant fight was kind of cool as a refreshing change. But I will say this, the Street Profits on NXT are almost two different characters. I feel like they're loved and appreciated. People get it, whereas on Raw, they're just, to me, very, very distilled to be one-dimensional.
Are you surprised,
I'm not surprised, but I kind of thought they would try to meld it together once they've already debuted on Raw, but it seems like, no, they're keeping those two lanes separate. I'm not sure what's going to go after that. I didn't like Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fischer's work. They came off as like a couple of bickering couples there in the ring, but the match itself is going to be pretty hot, so I'm looking forward to that.
I mean, I like some contract signings just fall on its face because it's just like you just don't have the right people.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, yes, you can, you know, end it in a fight, but it's not going to be a full fight because it's a contract signing leading up to the fight.
Yep.
So, although I think the Ronda and Stephanie one was pretty interesting when she slapped her in the face. But
That one was good.
That was a build-up, right? So, I really like this contract signing because they had, it was a great promo between the two of them. Like, they essentially insulted each other but listed the accolades of why each person should win or shouldn't win.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you take away your own bias, you don't know which way it's going to go, which I like.
And I like it. And to your point, I like that they really haven't done that much building of this match
because
the Street Profits have been doing double duty and whatnot. And right.
I don't even know why they're on. Like, I am biased. I do like. But you can go back. They've been in the Boudoir, etc., etc. I do like the Street Profits, but I don't know why they're on Raw.
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe they're trying to introduce them. Maybe they're doing the Lacey. Lacey Evans type thing.
Possibly.
Where they're introducing them. And if they do that, then great.
Yeah.
I just hope they have a game plan.
Yeah.
Because...
Don't have them be the court jesters in the back for a year.
If you do it by numbers, they're, you know, the NXT bring-ups to the main roster haven't been, you know, the greatest.
Truth.
But you're right, Evan. I think there's not a lot of hype for this particular match, the tag team title match. But it did seem taking a step back. They're just pushing the Undisputed Era's, like, attempt of getting all the gold.
Yeah.
And maybe to its credit or discredit, that's kind of been the narrative for this takeover.
And
so they haven't had the time.
That's what I want, though. I'm not saying they're going to lose, but it makes sense that the Street Profits lose because they've been putting them on Raw every week.
Sure.
It looks like they lose that night and they get the call up and they get thrown right into the tag team division.
I don't understand why they're not acknowledging that, like, there's a married couple there and just give the family the belt.
They definitely don't want to do that. I can think they had plenty of time to do that.
Well, why would you do that?
Yeah, Flobo's not with that at all.
Why not?
He gave you that Flobo face.
What does that even mean?
She knew the Flobo face.
No, the TK face happens all the time in every episode. Always like,
Chuck,
Canada's great. Why are you saying that? No, I'm saying this. Why do we have to
use the gummy on the staff?
Just because they're married. I mean,
it's not just because. So I didn't like Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano because of how they put it together.
Yep.
Because it's like Candice is
always like a little damsel on distress. Right. It was weird.
But that's my point. With Bianca and the Street Profits,
both super wrestlers, all three
of them are great on the mic. All three of them are charismatic. They could do something with that, even if it's just one minute thing.
I'm just like, the Street Profits got over on their own. Bianca got over on her own. Why put them together?
We all know that they're married. Why
TK likes, she likes the married thing. You know that she likes the married thing.
And they're happily married. Well, they're IG happily married.
They're happily married. As far as we know, they're happily married.
Yes.
On the main roster, yeah, because the Usos are over. Naomi is not. I get that. But Bianca is already over.
The Usos and Naomi had the belt.
There was a time.
Right.
They missed the moment.
We're talking about the main roster. We already see how they treat women on the main roster and how they treat women of color on the main roster. So that's a totally different thing. NXT, whoever's running NXT, there's a little bit less, slightly less, I don't even know if the right word is prejudice, but there's a slightly less where there's acknowledgement of it doesn't matter if you're black, white, female or male,
whatever,
if you can go, you can go.
Straight up.
And if you can talk on the mic, even better, because then you're going to get more time.
Yeah, that's my theory.
So my thing with them is, like, why not explore that at least? Because they're exploring other things. Why at least acknowledge it in the back? Like, we all know it, and I think it would have been a good angle because they are charismatic people, and you could have did a great story with them.
Chat, what say you?
It's not a bad idea. I just don't feel like
it's an amazing idea. Stop poo-pooing on my ideas.
I am poo-pooing on it because it seems like it goes nowhere. Period. Is that a tea in Toronto we take out?
You put it actually, in you don't even, you're not keeping up with Hot Girl Summer, I guess.
No, I'm not doing that at all.
That boy
agrees with you in the chat. They're saying that would probably work. So
of course,
but work to what end though? To Flobo's point.
Yeah.
To Flobo's point.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't have to. Sometimes
yes, it gotta have a point.
No, yes, yes, and no. Sometimes certain things have to have a point, and it has to have a story, and it has to have a direction. Mm. But sometimes there has to just be acknowledgement of
he wore his wedding ring tonight.
How are we gonna acknowledge Becky and Seth, and they're not even like a year in, but not acknowledge that?
Because I'm a firm believer.
These people have been together forever.
Listen, I'm one of them.
They share a whole family. She makes his clothing, goddammit.
I'm one of them conspiracy. I'm one of them conspiracy theorists people that think that whole Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins thing is a little fishy to me, man.
They do CrossFit together,
it's a little fishy. I'm talking about because people don't understand. They underestimate the power. Like, back in the day, they did that a lot. They put couples together or certain things to generate revenue and tabloids and headlines and stuff like that. People always think that doesn't happen. That happens in the industry. The entertainment industry. Like, this looks good together. Let's do it.
Okay.
It's just weird,
yeah,
man.
But I don't,
they hype it up too much.
Yeah, but I don't think... To me, I don't
weird,
know. If
man.
I were to put a couple together, it wouldn't be... If I were to just put people together for the fact of putting them there for TV, it wouldn't be Becky.
To Jim's point, do they have chemistry when you see them? Does it look like they have chemistry?
Rollins and Lynch?
They look absolutely like they've...
Absolutely not.
They look like they've, however, if you watch their stuff
so
and when
weird.
They're at, when they're doing like CrossFit stuff, you can see their chemistry.
They work it out!
That's true. How do you not have chemistry working out?
When I mean chemistry, they don't even know how to play off each other on the ring, man.
Yeah.
It's weird,
maybe,
man.
They're awkward and they're forced to display their
don't gotta be awkward if that's your real boo. Naomi and Uso ain't awkward, are they?
Because they've been together forever!
I'm a firm believer in chemistry. It's not about time. Chemistry, it works, man. That's why they call it chemistry. You put this thing and this together, and it works. Yeah. And you put this thing and this together, and it blows up. That's chemistry.
Yeah, it goes flat. Yeah.
That's why I failed it the first time.
I don't, from
it's weird. Is all I'm saying. It's weird.
I get what you're saying, but from meeting and interviewing Becky on Maria Menounos' show, the owner after Buzz.
Word up.
She seems too much of a real person to go that route.
Money's real too, girl.
That is true.
But they pay well. NXT.
They're on these shows and they got all these red carpets. It's interesting. I'm just saying it's interesting. That's all. It's interesting.
You don't get paid to be on red carpets.
I'm just saying it's interesting. Like opportunities, magazine covers, these kind of things. I'm telling you, man. Celebrity couples have been doing this forever.
That is true.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Hey, stop acting like I'm talking crazy. Like celebrity couples do this stuff, man. It's weird.
I'm just saying that from knowing the CrossFit side of them and knowing the coach. Shout out to Josh G. They have been hanging out together prior to this relationship thing for a long time.
Okay, I'm with you.
So when they announced it, I'm like, okay, I could see it. It wasn't just out of the blue, like, okay, you don't even see them.
It's weird, man. They look weird together.
Because even Charlotte and Andre, Andrade,
they look weird together too.
Like,
it's not mentioned on camera. So I don't know where the problem is. So to your logic, we should have Nikki Cross with Killian Dane. We should have
Sarah Logan. If it's TK, everybody together. Gotta be together on screen.
Yeah, okay, whatever, man.
First off, I didn't say everybody.
Everybody black.
Everybody.
I didn't say everybody. I say if it makes sense and you could do a storyline. And I think it would work. I would love to see Bianca because there's a time where she should have got the belt.
Sure.
And there's still a time where she can get the belt.
I think that should be sailed.
You don't think she can get the belt at all?
It's a wrap.
It's hard to. I won't say it's a wrap, but it's close to it.
I don't think so. If there's on the main roster, it'd be a wrap for several years. But because it's NXT and their roster is, like I said, if Shayna leaves, their roster is going to be super small.
But my theory is Mia Yim beating her was the precursor her beating Shayna Baszler this weekend.
Sure.
Because they wanted her like out of sight, out of mind. And that's the last time you've seen Bianca truly.
Mm-hmm.
It's when Mia Yim beat her clean. And next thing you know, Mia Yim's out of nowhere, she's in the main event.
Pregnant.
It's weird, man. I don't know, Bianca. Unless they're trying to do a good job of, kind of like a repackage, like Bray. That's an age old tale, out of sight, out of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So you forget about her a little bit. She comes back better than ever,
Right.
EST beating the brakes off people, or maybe comes to the main roster, challenges somebody middle of the ring.
That'd be fun. All
on the table, I think.
I just feel like she shouldn't be on the main roster until she gets that belt.
Hey, we'll see. You might be right, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like there's certain people that went to the main roster where it's like, okay, that's okay if you didn't get the belt. Because in the NXT, like the ladder for the NXT is not that big or not that tall, right? But there's certain people.
As far as
people who are, I guess, credit a shout to Jim, box office, there's few people who are like that. And I think with Bianca Belair, taking away the bias, because y'all know I have bias towards her, taking away the bias, she's definitely box office. Office in Belt for NXT.
You know what?
If you were in like a living room and there was pillows, then you get a pillow to your head, right?
I seen her. I kid you not. Her and homeboy, Montez homeboy, they walked. When I was in the Skybox WrestleMania, they literally walked by me.
They Skybox.
So be saying, okay. "Holla at your boy." No, I walked by. No, Bianca fine as hell in person. I give it to that. And homeboy, super good looking, super tall.
Yeah, they're a good looking couple.
They're stars, man.
Yeah.
When I walk by them too, they are stars, man. And they are Jeff. She Jeff Beauty of the Week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He black GQ all day long, man. Black Twitter model of the year,
that's
man. That's not just created that. Nominate him. No, because when you walk by them together, you're like, damn.
Yeah, they're...
They feel... You don't feel... I'm telling people, listen, especially you come out to Hollywood, man, like, you people don't understand when you see real stars... You feel some type of way when you see them, though. There's those everyday people that are famous that they like, that guy's a little nerdy guy and he's famous.
Yeah.
There's some cast that walk by. I kid you not. I walk by, what's called Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah.
I walk by Liam Hemsworth. I got a carpet. I didn't even know it was him. I walk by. I felt like a chill. I was like, somebody walked by me. I was like, oh, that's a Hemsworth. That dude's a star, bro. Like, but you feel something.
People say that about Beyonce, too.
It's an aura. Yeah. I'm not even trying to be funny. Yeah. So when I was walking by and I knew people were coming and it was Baszler and the whole crew and it was them, too, I was like, that's a power couple. Man,
so
she is boss. I just say she aight. She aight.
Shout out to Dylan Matthews. She aight.
Shout out to my Ozzy down there, boy. Ozzy. But listen,
shout out to Dylan too. I know we put it on Raw, but he made the boudoir clip. So shout out to Dylan.
Shout out to him for that gif he made me, man, when I was dressing old boy. Yeah, I mean, with the glasses on. Yeah, listen.
I didn't see that gif.
Oh my God, man.
And yeah, he made me a gift too. If you saw, it was recently my birthday. Thanks, God, for the shout out.
It was recently my birthday.
I used it for my birthday IG post.
We can either confirm or deny TK's birthday was the last couple days ago.
We don't know, man.
We had like 57 montages tonight. So we had one montage, which my favorite one of the night was me and Yim and Shayna Baszler. I want Baszler to stay away from the microphone forever, but she has her moments, and like this to me was her best work.
Absolutely,
when she was talking about, you know, I just like the way she says, like, hold on, this girl should be arrested. This girl shouldn't even have a job. She in a main event with me, like, child, please. But like, I don't know who gave her those lines, but it was fire. She gave herself those lines, fire. Me, Yim, quiet as kept. She put like this, all jokes aside, we know, you know, that fans just didn't get her in that spot. That girl been grinding, man. Me and him been grinding. Let's all jokes aside. Mm-hmm. This matchup will turn some heads. Shayna Baszler can get a good match out of pretty much anybody. I don't want to say, we'll get to all that later on. What did you think of this build? And then at the end of the show, we'll talk about who you think is going to win.
Oh, just for background, last week on the show, I said I was neutral on both women. In fact, I didn't really like or hate anyone more than the other. After today's promo, I'm definitely on Team Baszler. And the reason being, like, it was... I like the idea of Mia's story and how she was rough, but I like the fact you shut her down and say, look, man, you're okay, but you're savage. I'm this classy person with the ring. I'm a trained fighter. If you get in the ring with me, either tap, nap, or snap. I was like, these are things that I can attribute to her character more than just being the MMA person, which I thought was pretty awesome. So after this promo, I'm not sure about the match itself, but I was like, okay, I'm on that Shannon train for sure.
We're going to find out when the bright lights are on, brother. There ain't no promos. There ain't no pre-tape packages.
Right.
There's not old girl in the back asking terrible questions. It's just... It's just all who
you know. This is gonna be a good match.
I truly believe in this.
Shayna's been grinding.
Yes,
and then you add, you know, also add the UFC background. And like you said, Mia Yim's been around forever.
Come on now.
Indie. I don't want to see a legend, but you know, yes.
This is the biggest moment. This is the biggest match of her career. And I love that. I can say that with because this is WWE, man. Everybody can always talk about New Japan and all this Ring of Honor and blah 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 blah. We talking about practice, because when we talking about them places, we talking about practice.
Uh-oh.
Listen, this is the show. I know everybody much like to poo poo it, but okay. We doing after shows of WWE right now.
Okay,
we ain't doing after shows.
When did you say that again? You said that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks. Yeah, I just want everybody to know. Listen, ask me and Yim right now what the biggest match of her career is. She gonna say this Saturday. Okay. She gonna say this Saturday, especially if she's getting a nod to get the dub.
Yeah.
You tell me right now, she's holding that belt up. That won't be the biggest moment of her career as far as wrestling goes.
It should be
goes.
At least top one or top two for sure.
Well, that's the thing. It's the same thing. Like, if she doesn't get the belt, like, I think we talked about it last week. If Shayna loses the belt, I don't think that taints Shayna's light at all.
Hell no.
But the thing is, it's the same thing with Bianca. If Mia loses the belt, then Mia's gonna go back down and they have to start from scratch. And then it's just like, okay, that's fine. But it loses the luster.
Yeah.
Because even if Bianca got the belt and then she lost it again to Shayna as, Sky Pirate. Kyrie had it for, like, they went back and forth. I could take that, but what happened with Bianca is, like, she just lost it. And
a couple times.
Yeah, and it's just like, okay, now what?
Flip, I don't know if you know, I'm sure the chat knows, how many times?
Oh, somebody said we missed Jim in the chat.
I was like, okay, hi, Dark.
I miss Jim, too. How many times have, that she has she defended and won that belt? Kept that belt?
It's her second run. Second
takeover.
Yeah, No, this is her second run as a champion, 285 days as of Saturday.
Wow, 285.
So she had another run of almost as long as that. And she dropped the Kyrie Sane and she got it back.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah,
wow.
She's been dominating.
Oh, two-time champion, that's right.
Two-time champion. Wow. The first ever two-time champion.
So she getting it in.
Yeah, she's getting it in. But I think this Saturday, to your point, will be like the match that puts that division on a reset.
Yeah.
Whether win or not. And definitely me and him might be her biggest match of her career.
Yeah. So we stopped the presses, extra, read all about it. We had a match tonight.
Oh, snap.
Liz, I know, y'all. It's crazy, man. Bear with me, y'all. Bear with me. It was Joaquin Wilde versus Shane Thorne, like vanilla. Watching vanilla just.
French vanilla.
And French vanilla and vanilla bean. And then you had them on the table and they had a blind taste test and they said, choose one. Yeah. Which one's vanilla?
You're right. The one with the specs, the better
and
one. The one with the specs.
No disrespect, bro, listen, bro, you can't. I don't give a damn, man. I'm fresh off all these medications. I'm clear. I'm thinking clear. My mind is pure. No,
fresh off medications.
Listen, my mind is pure. So this ain't like this ain't the ibuprofen that high ibuprofen I was thinking. Yeah, yeah. My mind is pure. What this? What I'm tired of this. You. What will separate this dude from being Ricochet? He's a diet Ricochet, man.
Is Joaquin or Shane?
What exactly? That's the problem.
Right.
That's
right.
A problem.
Diet Ricochet sounds terrible. Yo, you like Diet Prince Puma right now.
Diet Puma.
Diet Puma. Taste the feeling. Yo, the match itself was okay, man.
The match was good.
Man.
It was all right.
You know what? I like the fact there was one person who was upset about the breakout tournament being like, I was here for so long. Y'all overlooked me out. Now you're bringing in 8 other guys to have this tournament.
I love that.
The problem is it's Shane Thorne, who was like, I can't tell you the last time I saw him in a match going, damn, Shane. And it's sad because that the Mighty Don't Kneel, that group, that indie group,
dope,
has been dominant on 3 different continents.
Three different continents. They only 7 of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Antarctica, too. But yeah, this match here was kind of like, yo, man, you can punch and kick and hit really hard. That flying knee was great. But other than that, it was French vanilla.
Sneeze
with a little
specimen.
You know?
Vanilla bean. Yeah, I love both those flavors. Yeah,
Dylan says, shout out to vanilla.
Yeah. Diet Prince Puma, man, and was that Diet Cesaro?
Diet Cesaro.
Listen, y'all, this ain't my fault. This ain't my fault, y'all. Y'all gonna have a hard time on that main roster.
Yeah.
It ain't my fault, y'all. Don't be mad at me, because when y'all get that call up, if you get that call up, and you walking around looking like Diet Ricochet,
yeah, exactly.
Don't be calling. All I do is report what I think. Now, at the end of the day, one of us gonna be right, one of us gonna be wrong.
Ricochet's hanging on by a thread too, man.
When you walk in the back of the head and someone goes, hey, Cesaro, then be mad at me. He's like, I'm Shane Thorne, Evan. Listen to my accent. That was my Australian accent. Shout out to Dylan Matthews in the chat. I don't ever besmirch the accent of an Aussie, man, because I can't do it. It's very hard to do.
Either, yeah.
I just pop on Crocodile Dundee, man, and let it roll.
I think
shout out to Paul Hogan.
Paul Hogan, Canberra, Melbourne, all those cities in Australia.
Wow. I
bet you Dylan know who Paul Hogan is. That's a national treasure, man.
Whether they like him or hate him, I can't tell if Australians, like, are they proud of him or embarrassed
of him? They should be proud of him.
Like the Gangnam Style guy? Are you proud of him or embarrassed of him?
Oh, you better be proud of Sai. But
yeah, Sai, that's what I'm saying.
Dylan, y'all better be proud of Paul Hogan. That was y'all only representation when I was growing up.
Yeah, it meant
that,
it
that one, Captain Kangaroo.
He
wasn't even Australian.
He wasn't. Yo, he's right. Damn, shout out to Australia, man.
You gotta be holding on to your representation, man, no matter how messed up
Dylan,
it is.
Dylan, you really gonna let all of this happen?
Watch. He's like, we rock with Crocodile Dundee.
He's gonna fly in.
Yo, so we have Shane Thorne that defeats Joaquin Wilde in a very, very vanilla match with 2 vanilla fighters. And they gave us a vanilla show.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm filling it up with all this dead air we got, y'all. I'm trying. I'm working it out, y'all.
Somebody said shout out to Oxycontin.
I'm clear. No, trust me. I'm clear, y'all. Because I was sluggish last week. Listen. So, we get, another montage coming up, y'all.
But real quick about the Joaquin match.
Please.
I have 2 things on that.
Please.
One, my notes, I had Joaquin Wilde be called a cosmic predator because his helmet had the predator-shaped mask.
Yeah.
I don't know how you were a pop culture fan if you're into that.
Predator's my favorite fictional character of all time.
That's what I'm saying. Was that something you saw, or are you kind of like, they're trying
that,
really
that,
hard?
That made me not like him even more.
Fair enough. And second off, when Beth and Nigel were going at it, they had that weird exchange when Nigel called Beth sick, and she was like, excuse me, sir.
I didn't know that was
legit or not. Or what?
I was mad that Bronze, you ever disrespect the Predator, come out some neon lights. The Predator, first of all, he would have seen you right away and killed you.
That's true.
You making too much noise, man. Too loud.
He'd
have been like, Predator, like, oh, bro, for real?
You gonna
wear my mask? Shout out to Dylan Matthews saying that Paul Hogan is a national treasure.
There
I
is.
Told you.
There it is. Vegemite's coming to his house right now. Shout out. Land down under.
So I was getting super excited. One of my favorite wrestlers, up and coming wrestlers, the guy I gush over, the original bro, Matt Riddle. Was going to go against that beast of Belfast, and he's a monster, man. He's one of them throwback Irishmen. He's one of them Irishmen they needed back when they were fighting for their independence. They needed that. They needed that cat.
Keep going.
They needed that cat because he is a real deal. That's the kind of Irishman I'm like, bar fight, I need that guy.
Sure.
That's my kind of guy. I need that guy to bar fight.
That's got to beat your ass while drinking
his
beer.
Seriously, right? And right on cue, what does he do?
He beat his ass,
right? And my guy, I didn't get a match, which is fine, because I think I'm going to get a match at TakeOver at 5.
It hasn't been announced, but it may happen.
I'm feeling they're going to announce that.
Mm-hmm.
So going with the theme that you'll see the bro versus Killian Dane, I think, but we'll get to that. I'm just going to speculate.
Is there a Keith Lee match or no?
No, I don't think so. No, I was looking at the match card. It's like, yeah, five matches announced. And that's kind of weird to me because, you know, TakeOver usually steals the show. So everyone says until SummerSlam hits and everyone acts like, oh, this was kind of good too.
Actually, I kind of like the takeovers.
Everyone does. Every fan I go to when I'm live, everyone's like, oh, that was a better show. I go, guys, it's a 2-hour show typically. Yeah. Now they're stretching it out a little bit.
2.5 hours.
But 2.5 hours, but God, Lord have mercy. 3 hours, 4 hours?
That's forever.
It's going to be three and some change, right?
Yeah. The main show is four hours and the 2-hour pre-show. Yeah. So about 6 hours.
When it was in Brooklyn, there was a little West Indian spot across the street from Barclays Center, and we literally sat down, ate, had conversation, ordered another meal, and it came out, and it was still going. And then we went in to watch it.
Dang, it was all day.
It's an all day thing.
You know what's a problem? Because I went to that show and I had to prep my friend. Like, yo, man, it's gonna be like 7 hours altogether. You still
want
to go?
All 7 hours?
Yes,
hell yeah.
Yo, it's my hometown in the SummerSlam. I'm a SummerSlam guy.
Hell yeah. Pay that money.
Belts?
But no, I'm a belt. I didn't fly with that. It's too heavy. But I would have if I had it.
Bruh.
I know you're making fun of me, but I didn't work because I know it was dope.
But in all seriousness, no, like, what I try to tell the people, especially the people that are spoiled for wrestling, and good for you that you can get over wrestling and not, like, this always blows my mind how fans can say something's too long when they paid their money for it.
Right.
Now, listen, now everybody got the TK hookup. Most of the unwashed masses out there have to pay for their ticket.
So what kills me
is that this is how you know you're spoiled. You're spoiled when you pay a lot of money for a ticket. And with all due respect, guys, I know a lot of people, they're not used to sitting in the front row of WrestleMania and SummerSlam. Those tickets are expensive as hell.
Oh, they're crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So with all due respect, ask the guys that are in the front row if that 6-hour show was boring. Because when you leave, let me tell you one thing you can't say, that you didn't get your money's worth.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but the ones in the front row are usually, like, they're not.
His name is John Cena! Go! They're usually
tickets that are given away.
Some
of them are super fans.
There's a couple rows, but there's rows of fans that are there on it, and they paid that $2,000 a ticket.
Yeah, for this.
Not everything's comp now. I'm just letting you know. Not a WrestleMania.
I think if I were to pay for it, I don't think I would sit there for 6 hours.
Yeah, that's fine, but you wouldn't. But I'm telling you for a fact, I am.
Because you wouldn't. You love wrestling, sure, but I think it's
$2,000, fam. Exactly. I'm staying 6 hours.
Exactly.
Bro.
Yeah, I'll pay $2,000. Okay, I'm done. Nah, man.
Nah, bro. I'm good.
I wish. Yeah.
Like, you gonna give me my? And that's when no one can say anything about wrestling. You get a concert that's way more than WrestleMania, and they give you a couple hours, and they give you opening act, and then they out. Yeah. I was like, oh, that concert was amazing. I go, how long were they out there? About an hour and a half. What?
Yeah, exactly.
How much you spend? Oh, about $700, $800. I said, what?
$90 a song
for a concert?
What if it's a Bruce Springsteen concert?
Yeah,
Bruce will go. Bruce can go. Bruce will go like 3 hours.
Bruce Springsteen and U2. Like, I mean, they're great, but I still showed up halfway through.
See, that's TK talking like that's U2. TK, I'm talking about normal fans that get their money's worth.
No, I am a normal fan.
The hell you are!
No, you're not a normal fan.
The hell you are! You wanna
birthday lasts a month?
No. Solstice.
Ryan, I don't think you were updated on everything that's happening. There's the birth season, which is 6 weeks, and now it's birth fest because Evan is the one who created it. So we're extending it.
A 6-hour show is too long, but a 6-week birthday is okay.
Inadvertently.
Nah, man.
Isn't that crazy?
That's messed up.
It don't even make sense.
Yes. You should play the Drake version, but I know you
this
can.
Show is going off the rails. Yes. Listen, yo, I'm sorry.
2019.
I like the Ponja.
We ran all the way.
Everybody
all
in this
the
chat.
Way live.
Listen, I'm sorry,
with
y'all.
With all the medication to go.
Of course, I picked the show to come back to.
Shout out to
Barry Mack. What's going on, man? Listen, shout out to Monge, all right, man? What's good? So we got, Lord have mercy, man. But Killian Davey, the break's off my guy, damaged that beautiful blonde hair, and I'm very upset about that, man. Very upset about that. The breakout tournament had a long montage. And they show kind of like the build up, and they show the people that are moving forward. I think they made a couple wrong choices, but that's neither here nor there. That's going to be on them. That's going to be on them when they put somebody vanilla against Gargano or Adam Cole, baby.
Or Dream or
the
Dream.
Yeah, you know, I'm assuming.
Dream having a match?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, that's going to be my match of the night.
Who's his match again?
Oh, it's a triple threat.
Oh, yes.
Him and Pete Dunne. That's going to be my match of the night. Because I really don't know what's going to happen there. Mm-hmm. They did a good job of building this. They did a good job of putting Dream against another obstacle that he might still survive. He still might. I still think they still think he's not ready yet. I think they like him as a star there. I'm not sure.
I'm still
moving to the next level.
Everybody that you saw in that commercial for the Get video game, and Dream was in that. Is everybody that they're going to be pushing?
Yeah, and we all know.
So I was like, oh, okay.
We know the Dream is getting the push though, and whether people care about it or like it, it's going to happen.
Yeah. It's going to happen, and it's also almost going to be not as big as the Ronda Rousey effect, but as big as far as pop culture, because he's. I don't even know how to properly place this, but he's not allowing you to put him in a box.
Sure.
So on mainstream media, that's gonna be great as far as different magazines, pop culture, all this other stuff. So if they have the right publicist, he's gonna be, if he's not necessarily killing it in the ring, he could be like the young version of Titus O'Neil, he's everywhere.
We'll see about that, because I'm a firm believer, and I think he has to face the right person to get that magazine thing to have clout, because Ronda had clout. Ronda earned her clout by getting her face beat in for a couple years. Velveteen, no disrespect to Velveteen, he ain't that great.
Not that great.
He has to have a great feud.
No, but this is what I'm saying. For mainstream media, you don't necessarily have to be that great.
You don't think so?
No, if there's certain issues that you're tied with.
With wrestling, you don't think so?
Well, it's different from wrestling mainstream media. If they're talking about like a magazine that's talking about sexual fluidity or, you know, how he's changing the game, yes, there's going to be articles about him because he's different from everybody else.
He definitely is, though. He definitely is.
So that's what I'm saying. On the mainstream level, if they have the right publicist who knows how to do it and attack the right angles, even when he gets called to the main roster, he might not make it to a Cena level, but he'll make enough of a name of himself outside where he can go. And if he can act, like, he's good.
I hope you're right about that, because I think he still needs to beat somebody of note, like the GOAT. That, to me, I'm telling you, I think that skyrocket is Velveteen Dream. I'm thinking way ahead.
On a wrestling level,
he beats John Cena. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Can he do anything else in NXT, though? Does he have to be promoted for me?
No, I think he can. I think the next move for him is to get the NXT Championship.
Okay, for sure.
I do. You know, so it wouldn't be so bad if he lost this, and then, and getting to the thing that happened, that the long montage of Adam Cole, baby, Johnny Gargano, and that this 2 out of 3 falls match that I wish they were not doing, because I really need them to let Adam Cole go off and do his own thing. And I really don't care what they do with Johnny Gargano. I'm just tired of his little peanut head. We're talking about how great he is. I'm tired, bro.
Damn.
I'm so tired, bro. Don't you ever in your life put your name and Shawn Michaels in the same breath. I don't give a damn what you were thinking when you was a kid.
Yeah.
Don't say that, bro.
Yeah, yeah. That's what caused it for you?
I was done after. I was like, bro, whoa.
Right.
Whoa! Yeah. Shawn Michaels! Oh my God, man.
Well, he's not your GOAT, so where does Shawn Michaels rank on your
top five? Easy.
I don't know, man. I'm asking.
Easy.
And so Gargano was like comparing himself to.
And no disrespect. And he wasn't doing that. I'm going to be very clear. That was his aspirations.
Sure.
He wasn't comparing. It's just when he said it, it just hit my ear wrong. I'm sorry, man. I was coming off my meds.
No, I'm not saying
when exactly did you come off these meds? Like literally.
I'm using it as an excuse when I was back into a corner. I blamed you on the ibuprofen.
I'm trying to attack you. I just want to see.
No. All jokes aside. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of them. I'm glad. I hope Ciampa gets better. I wanted them to separate that as well, and I want them to let Adam Cole do his thing. I'm tired, man.
By his thing, you mean move up?
Yeah. Or no, just get away from this Johnny Gargano thing.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure this is it. I'm pretty sure this is the last match. It's over. They're doing a different 2 out of 3 falls match, and that gets me into what we're going to talk about to wrap it up to start the 10XT Toronto match card. Johnny Gargano. Adam Cole, baby, 2 out of 3 falls match, different types of matches. Flobo, who wins? Are you tired of this feud? Are you done with this match? Is this still appealing to you?
The main event, the 2 out of 3 falls match.
It's going to be spectacular.
It is. And the thing is, I hate to say that Jim was right about Gargano, but he's not necessarily right about him being a performer. But there's no reason why Johnny Gargano's at that level. After Ciampa, that storyline was dismantled.
Right.
It's hard to get attached to Johnny Gargano because he's no longer an underdog.
That's
right?
My thing. Yeah,
and he's supposed to be the face. So to me, I think the turning point for me, where I got off the bus, what I was asking you, is when he showed up to Evolve And that title defense with Cole and Tozawa was like, well, you're supposed to be the good guy. What are you doing there, Johnny? Who do I root for? And as much as I like Adam Cole and he needs to hold onto that belt, he deserves that belt.
That's what I'm saying.
There's so much more for him as a group with the Undisputed Era, or him moving up Undisputed Era or doing something else.
Let me ask you a question to piggyback what you're saying. Yeah. What's a sexier matchup to you if you just heard it off your ears? How does this hit your ears? Johnny Gargano, Velveteen Dream, or Adam Cole, Velveteen Dream?
Adam Cole.
Right?
Yeah.
Just think about it. Based on promos, match, what would make more sense, though, right?
Because Adam Cole has a bit of a no-nonsense thing to it. He has some flair.
Yeah.
And then Osiris Dream has flair, and he also no-nonsense.
Right.
So it's a complimentary yin and yang style.
And you see Gargano be like, listen, Dream. Yeah. And he'd be like, Johnny Gargano. I'm like, oh, come on, man. Yeah. Plus, they already did that.
It's just so funny. In 6 months, we've gone from being like, yo, Johnny Gargano, to, oh, Johnny's still around.
No, because he can go. But that's,
absolutely.
That's what it's hard for me to just explain in the 45-minute show. Like, it's not about what do I always say? I always preface, that dude can go.
Right.
He can wrestle, man. Right. There's not too many people that can wrestle better than him on Earth. I will always give him that. Are you kidding me? What that dude does in the ring?
Absolutely.
Pillar to post, bell to bell. Can't nobody wrestle with this dude.
He just needs a moment.
He's just boring.
He is slightly boring. They need to repackage him. He just needs a moment. Like every day of your life is not going to be amazing and 100%. So it's just like this version of him is just like not... It's not interesting. So mm-hmm. He should have taken a back seat.
Right.
Let somebody else, you know,
That's my problem.
And either repackage him or figure it out.
Or figure it out, give somebody else. So who wins this match? Who wins this match?
Cole has to win. If Johnny Gargano wins and Cole doesn't have the belt, there's nothing more for Cole to go. Because the whole draped in gold thing stops. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be the figurehead, but you can't defend. Now, where do you guys go from there? So it's kind of like a
moot point. He got to win this match.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? Do you think Adam Cole wins this match?
I hope he does, because I'm tired.
Right. It's right. You're just tired, man.
I just need a break.
He's boring, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, some people might find him boring. Some people might find him entertaining.
People rock with him, rooting
for him. It's just the same thing. Like, everybody attaches themselves. That's why it's great to have different wrestlers representing different things, etc., etc. But it's just like you can't eat peanut butter and jelly every single day.
And that's a good way of putting it. And I said, because peanut butter and jelly is delicious.
I'm a peanut butter guy.
I'm a jelly guy.
You don't got to hold the jelly.
I don't even understand jelly. Like, why?
See, nice in Toronto. That's how Canadians talk right now. Reckless. They talk reckless about American delight.
I know, right?
American national treasures.
Listen, peanut butter and jellies, American national treasures.
Yo, chat roll. Anybody that's from America in that chat roll, please.
Yuck.
Jazz and soul food.
Did she just poo-poo peanut butter and jelly?
I sure did.
Ryan, what say you about peanut butter and jelly, kid?
I'm a peanut butter and jelly fan. However, I didn't like it when I was younger.
Right? You grew into it, right?
Grew into it.
You should have grown past it.
Shout out to peanut butter and jelly, man.
Do you toast your bread or just bread?
Oh, yeah,
bread?
It is. And it can be either way, man.
Yeah, it can be either way, yeah.
The disrespect.
I like toast.
So we have the genius of the sky, Io Shirai versus Candice LeRae. Everybody in Canada get on my damn nerves right now. Based on TK, man. For some reason, it's weird. It's like they might be pushing Candice maybe to be the next challenger of Shayna if she doesn't retain.
I mean, it makes sense.
They like her a lot. Everyone seems to like Candice LeRae. Io Shirai is amazing right now, though.
Right.
What are you
going to say? Dark. Io Shirai has the momentum going in for her, but Candice LeRae historically has been on that level of that hardcore slash wrestler. She went with a first blood match with Kevin Owens. I looked at it, Yan Pan, put me onto that. Had some first blood matches, intergender matches, so she has that kind of weight too. The thing is about Io Shirai, she has to win this match or at least look strong, but I do think Candice goes over on Saturday, but Io Shirai beats her back for the bell. That way you establish that feud as a grudge match, you get them both over, both characters over, and you reintroduce Candice to a whole new generation.
Yeah, because you have to introduce Candice because she doesn't have much of a, like, something to sink your teeth into.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the reason I gravitate towards her is because I know of her indie past.
Sure.
Right? But if you're going to just look at it as far as surface value, like, there's nothing to sink your teeth into as far as story.
Yep.
So they need to figure out, you know, yes, they're going to have a great match because that's not even an option. That's going to happen. But what is going to happen after the fact?
It's true.
It's the biggest match of the weekend, I
think. Yeah, and I don't think people understand. There's nothing more fine than a Japanese girl when she switches up. Because a lot of people don't know, the Japanese girls have like two voices. They do like the sweet little anime voice.
Yeah.
And then they can do this thing when they get this bassy Japanese voice. Oh. Did you hear? I'm telling you, they all can do this. Did you hear
Io
do that bassy Japanese promo? My Lord.
Okay.
Like, wifey was walking by and she stopped dead in her tracks. She goes, oh, that's it. She knows because they know how I feel about that. She's like, Yo, she switched it up. I said, it's that thing. They all can do that.
Buy her merch.
Shout out to your girl. Yo, man, shout out to Io Shirai, man. I hope she gets the dub. So then we have Shayna Baszler versus Mia Yim. We were talking about that earlier. We didn't say who was going to win. TK, who do you think wins that match between Shayna Baszler and Mia Yim?
I think Mia needs that win in order to propel the women's division in NXT.
Something fresh. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, on my prediction card, I got Mia Yim on top,
really
too.
He has a prediction card.
Yo, it's SummerSlam weekend. It's the biggest
weekend
of the year.
Card. Oh, yes, because he's covering the pay-per-view. Are you covering the pay-per-view this weekend?
He in there now.
How dare I have wrestling pay-per-view predictions
on the wrestling pay-per-view
predictions? Show. Like, you guys are killing me right now. But yes, Mia Yim on Shayna Baszler. And it's an open invitation to the pay-per-view show. You can totally come if you want to. We don't go.
I didn't get an email.
Mac, I'll be out here. Peanut butter jelly.
Did you get an invite?
Hell no.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't
boom.
Listen, I hope.
Boom. Boom. What does that even mean?
You can't Adam Cole this. Yeah, she exactly. Adam Cole you. Yeah. Listen, no. Mia Yim, I hope she gets the dub. I just, not because I'm even tired of Shayna, because Shayna, she's been a viable champion.
We're not going to get tired of Shayna. Shayna's going to be fine.
Yeah, she's been a viable champion, so it's not about, I just think this, from a storyline perspective, Mia Yim makes more sense. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be really great. So hopefully she gets the dub. So then we get the match that I think is still the show. Is Velveteen Dream versus the Bruiserweight Pete Dunne versus Roderick Strong. I think this match will steal the show, mm-hmm. unless my boy Matt Riddle goes against Killian Dane. Who do you think wins that Flobo and that triple threat match for the North American Championship?
To your point earlier, I think Velveteen Dream goes over. That way you can solidify him as being the King of the Division.
A tough fought one, but probably.
Yeah, because the NA title, as much as I like it and the design and everything, there's not really an aesthetic to it. We don't know what that division is.
It's kind of like their Intercontinental.
It kind of is, but like, kind of. But what is it? Like, oh, how do you define that? Because like, I see historically was like, oh, the working man's work rate division, but that whole brand, everyone can go. So I think having Velveteen Dream being that character of that title for now puts it over the top.
There you go. What about you? What do you think win that triple threat match?
I mean,
do you think, is it time for Velveteen to lose the belt right now?
It depends on if they have a plan for him.
Mm-hmm. To go to the next level.
Yeah, because if they don't have a plan for him, he's good enough to
hold that belt.
Hold the belt and remain as is, because he is who he is.
Him and Keith Lee can go at the North American title.
Well, I mean, where's Keith Lee?
You know what I mean? I'm just saying there's like five people you can think about that can go against him for the North American title.
They bring Keith Lee and then he disappears. Like, I don't understand what's happening.
To your point earlier, though, they had those like those taping days where you do like 8 episodes in a row. And so that's why a lot of times guys don't get rotated as much.
That's true.
But he wasn't even a thought for SummerSlam, because even they had those episodes, they were already planning for, the takeover.
Sure.
Yeah. So, like, he wasn't even a thought for that. So, hopefully, maybe he is after that. Mm. But the fact that he wasn't even a thought for that, because just like Mia Yim, because they're together, by the way, just in case you guys don't know. Just like Mia Yim.
TK's like, they should be together on TV.
I know.
They're together in real life. Put it out there. Put it still. Everybody know they're together.
Don't poo-poo on this idea. I tell you. Bags of milk. Go ahead.
Put them out there. They together. Canada. Mounties.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Yo, so listen.
Where you at, Jim?
Yo. Yo, so we got Street Profits, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford versus the Undisputed Era, my personal favorite, because I want them to all have the gold at one point, at least for 5 months, 6 months, 2 takeovers or 2. Just have that the pose, and they, oh, Lord, it just looks so good.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
Yeah.
There's no factions anymore. Anyways, man, who wins this title? Is this the moment where the Street Profits get the call up? Do they drop these titles? They haven't had it for that long. They won it at the WrestleMania TakeOver, I believe.
Yeah, 25.
25.
New York.
New York. They won it there. Is it time for them to give it up, TK? Do they retain and keep doing the thing they do backstage? Or
I mean, if they call them up to Raw, they're ready, but they're not ready. Because they'll get lost in it. Because we've already seen that. So if the game plan is to, like, you know, have them on Raw, and now you're just getting used to see their faces, but they're still on NXT, that makes more sense to me. But to give up the belts and then go straight to Raw, even though they'll benefit from being part of the tag team division, I don't think they're going to get they're fully going to be used, because they just haven't been using NXT call-ups well.
Unless they really, really do plan on getting, have them take the L and immediately make an impact and take titles.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Immediately establish themselves. That it can go either way. What about you, Fobito?
I have this match opening the entire event, and I know it's going to tease the draped in gold thing, so I have the Undisputed Era winning this match.
Wow.
And Adam Cole retaining, but even though I have the Team Dream retaining, that draped in gold will happen between now and the next
I hope so, bro. Yeah. Truly,
and then somebody said a feud with a New Day. Like, I mean, they could have, there's a lot of great feuds that they can have on the main roster, but would it be a feud where they're going to be the ones always taking the L, because then that's just going to ruin what they built.
A la Lacey Evans, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we said we don't know, guys. It's going to be a good show. Like I said, we're about to wrap it up, but just in case they make that match, I think they are Killian Dane versus the Original Bro. I think they're making that match.
Oh, my God, we didn't do the boudoir.
Like I said, hey!
Today.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan.
I'm putting my medication in the boudoir. That's why I'm back in the building. Shout out to amoxicillin.
Yeah.
Shout out to ibuprofen 600 milligrams. Go.
Let's put somebody hasn't been in the boudoir. Shayna Baszler. You know, I just want to make you guys know, as I've said many times, I followed her through her UFC career, and she's a worker. She's been working and grinding, and she really wants this. So I don't necessarily think she should keep the belt, but she's in the boudoir.
But you're right. But an L won't hurt her, though.
Oh,
nope,
no.
Not at all.
That's how solid she is in her position
now. Yeah, that was a quick boudoir.
I mean, you know, your medication is covered. Forgot all about the boudoir.
We're about to wrap it up. Y'all, I'm excited. I'm just hyped, man, because this is my favorite, man. SummerSlam. I love SummerSlam, bro.
Man.
Lord, I love me some SummerSlam, man. Goodness gracious. I call it Diet WrestleMania. That's what it is. Right. You know what I mean? It's like that Diet Prince Puma I just watched tonight. Yo, Flobito, tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm at Flobo Boys on Twitter, at Flobito on Instagram, and Flobito.com. SummerSlam Rap Show. I'm going to be there. Yeah. Invite didn't get to TK's desk, but she's not going to be there, but it's all good. I'll be there this Sunday with George and Moses.
None of that. Like I said, you can go to centuryandcompany.com, get all your body scrubs, body butters, all that good stuff, put in AfterBuzz TV. And also you can go to tktrinidad.com to get all the latest updates. And other than that, thank you all for the birthday wishes. BirthFest 2019. You can follow me on everything at tktrinidad.
Evan T. Mac, Instagram and Twitter, man. Enjoy NXT TakeOver. It will be a delight. SummerSlam will be a delight.
Nope.
We ain't gonna be covering it.
Nope, I won't be there.
I bid y'all adieu, man.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.